Greetings and blessings to you, precious one. Indeed, it is a joyous occasion to gather together with you in this way. This is a time on the planet that appears to be challenging, fearful, confusing, and unsettling at best. It is a time that many people are reacting with fear, with stress, and looking at the world and the circumstances and all that is going on from a doom and gloom perspective. And this is the world's natural way of responding to what is happening. And it is a way of so oftentimes missing the forest for the trees. So one could walk into their home and be very distressed because their home is a mess, stuff is everywhere, dishes are dirty, laundry is dirty, things are out and about and all over the place. And one could be very stressed, very irritated, and frustrated by the situation. Another person could walk into their home and it could look just the same. Dirty clothes, dirty dishes, messes everywhere, piles of stuff to be put away and dealt with. And they might walk in and stop for a moment and give thanks that they have a home to walk into. Give thanks for the mess in the house, for the dirty dishes that they were able to eat a nice meal off of, for the dirty clothes that they've been able to wear this week out into the world, for the piles of stuff that is making a mess everywhere, but that is still their piles of stuff that they have, that when they need this or that, it's there in their home for them. So one can walk into their home and perceive it as an absolute burden, and another person, or on a different day, the same person can walk into their home and perceive it as an absolute gift and a blessing, and be so thankful that they have a home to go to, regardless of the condition. So this is how one can relate to their home. It is how one can relate to their relationships, their job, their families, the world, the economy, their bodies. It is very easy to look at one's body in the mirror and notice every flaw, every problem, every area that needs improvement, fixing, covering up, and so on, or to step back and look at the body and say, oh, thank you, body, for giving me the opportunity to move about in the world doing all that I'm able to do in the world. I'm able to show up as this loving presence here and there and everywhere in this body. What a blessing this body is. Thank you. That's very different than this body is ugly, fat, short, tall, old, whatever it is, imperfect in a myriad of ways, rather than seeing it as the opportunity to show up in the world and serve. So when one looks upon the current situation happening in the world. There are many of them, but say, for example, the economy, the financial challenges that are happening across the world, it is easy for one to get caught up in fear and survival, frustration, and so on, and to look upon the situation as deeply burdensome. However, one can step back and use this as a time to focus less on stuff and more on what matters, whatever that is to that person. Maybe stuff is not what matters, but spending time with people you care about, or meditation, singing, dancing, music, making things, going for walks, admiring nature. Maybe there are so many things that one hasn't been doing because they've been caught up and ultimately burdened by much of their stuff. So this could easily be a time to be freed from that. No need to shop, no need to buy, no need to give, no need to maintain, manage, organize, deal with more and more and more stuff, but rather clean out, dispose of, donate, recycle things that are just extraneous, lighten your load, and give yourself more opening for other things. This can be a time to reprioritize, to say that focusing on perhaps money and the future and certain specific goals are not necessarily giving you the peace or the joy or the contentment that you seek, but that you can take your attention off of that for now and focus it where you want it to be. It could be service of some kind, joining with friends and family, spending time contributing in whatever ways one does, talking with God, writing something you've wanted to write for a long time. There are so many things that each one in the world has in their heart and mind to do, to give, to be, and it doesn't require stuff or money or any of that. So there is the opportunity when one notices their fear, their survival, their resentment, to just simply become aware that that is where one's mind has gone, and take a moment to recognize for yourself what really matters, what are really your priorities, and allow yourself to just be present with that, and perhaps go for a walk, call a friend, do something that serves you in the moment so that you do not wallow in fear and survival, but instead really use it as an opportunity to see differently. Use it as an opportunity to be grateful for all that you do have, to appreciate all that you do have, that you can experience, and not to focus on what you think you don't have or can't do. Let yourself see the forest. Let yourself experience all that is there. And recognize this as an opportunity, a blessing, a gift. And know that only good will come of it, as is the case with everything. Blessings to you, precious one. Amen.